Marina wrote to tell me that she had gotten married when she was 22 years old for a period of 6 years. She separated when she was 28, and that she now has two daughters from her marriage, the eldest being 5 years old and the second 8 months old. She shared with me that she'd been separated for 6 months and that she is in a relationship with a close friend who she'd met in university over 10 years before, and they had reunited, and she is very happy to be with him, says that he's a wonderful person and that he loves kids. She asked for some advice on how her 5-year-old might accept someone else in the place of her father. She shared that she isn't really attached to her father, but wondered if she might have a lot of jealousy. And then she also wondered about whether it was the right time to introduce anyone to her at that moment. So I wrote back to Marina, and I shared with her that she might want to go back and have another look at my article on my site, my website, www.helpmesara.com. There's an article section that has a comprehensive article on introducing your child to a new partner. And beyond that, I mean, there was so much in that article that I'd already said, so I suggested that she reread that or read that for the first time. But just in terms of her specific situation, I wanted to mention to her that to make sure that she would want to cultivate, to make sure that she should cultivate a relationship with her partner before introducing him to her child, and to take it very slow and gradual. I suggested that she might even want to introduce him as a friend at first, have no sleepovers right away, let her 5-year-old get to know him on her own terms. And I'd mentioned about her writing about him being in place of her father, as she had worded it, and I shared that this does not necessarily need to be the case, that there is room in her life, in her 5-year-old's life, for both her father and for her new partner, and that they would assume very different roles. I also said that if her father, if her little girl's father, was, however, not available to her, and if she didn't have a relationship with him, as Marina suggested, that she may accept her mother's partner as her father figure. And again, that's why it's so important that her mother was sure about him and his devotion to her and the children before she made the introductions. In terms of this being a right time, I shared that this time, that the right time is different for everyone depending on the situation and their child's reaction to the separation.